Simon & Schuster Audio presents Dork Diaries 12, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe by Rachel Renee Russell. Read by Jenny Barber.
This diary belongs to Nikki J. Maxwell. Private and confidential. If found, please return to me for reward. No snooping allowed. To all of my Dork Diaries fans with a secret crush, you know who you are. Wednesday, May 21st, 7:15 a.m. at home. Squee! I think I'm suffering from a severe case of crush-itis. OMG. I wonder if I'm actually falling in love. Because I feel so insanely happy, I could vomit sunshine, rainbows, confetti, glitter, and those cute little Skittles candy thingies. My heart is pounding, my palms are sweaty, and the butterflies fluttering around inside my stomach are making me feel a little queasy. Unfortunately, there is no known cure. How I got this acute case of crushitis is kind of a long and complicated story. I was just about to eat breakfast and head off to school when Daisy made a mad dash through the house and ruined everything in her path. I can't believe Daisy is actually a sneaky sausage snatcher. But hey, she's my adorable little sneaky sausage snatcher. I just could not understand how something so small, cute, and cuddly could completely trash our home in less than 3 minutes. There is just one major difference between Daisy and my bratty little sister, Brianna. Brianna is supposed to go potty inside, but sometimes has accidents outside. And Daisy is supposed to go potty outside, but sometimes has accidents inside. I had barely started cleaning up the huge mess Daisy had made when I had to rush her outside to use the bathroom. Afterward, she waded through a mud puddle and then playfully jumped all over me. OMG! It looked like Daisy and I had been in a mud wrestling match, and I had lost. I was desperately trying to drag her back into the house when I unexpectedly ran into Brandon!
Hey, Nikki, what's up?
OMG, I was so embarrassed. I was completely covered in Daisy's muddy paw prints from head to toe. I wanted to open our mailbox, climb inside it, and die. Brandon's eyes twinkled as he bit his lower lip. It was quite obvious he was trying his best not to further humiliate me by laughing.
Are you okay?
He asked. Sure. Everything's fine, actually. Daisy and I were just taking a little walk and...
Let me guess. You decided to roll around in a mud puddle. Brandon grinned.
I couldn't help rolling my eyes at him. Brandon explained that he was up early delivering material to the person designing a donation website for Fuzzy Friends Animal Rescue Center, where he volunteers. Daisy happily wagged her tail and stared at Brandon like he was a human-sized doggy snack. He scooped her up and laughed.
Hello, Daisy. Have you been giving poor Nikki a really hard time?
Yes. That's when I told him about all the mischief that Daisy had gotten into. Brandon, I'm completely exhausted, and I just got out of bed an hour ago. If Daisy was a toy dog, I swear I'd take out her batteries and throw them away.